just weeks after telling Tucker Carlson that AIPAC has babysitters for members of Congress, Representative Thomas Massie's wife, Rhonda, suddenly died.
Everybody but me has an AIPAC person.
What does that mean, an AIPAC person?
It's like your babysitter, your AIPAC babysitter, who is always talking to you for AIPAC. They're probably a constituent in your district, but they are, you know, firmly embedded in AIPAC. And
every member has something like this?
I don't know how it works on the Democrat side, but that's how it works on the Republican side. I don't know. I think it's they don't want one horse out of the barn. If one person starts speaking the truth, they're afraid it could be contagious, perhaps.
Despite pressure, Massie has voted against sending Israel aid more than a dozen times. He's also been a fierce critic of AIPAC, going as far as to ask whether the organization should register as a foreign agent. The day after Massie voted to oust Speaker Johnson, AIPAC announced a more than $300,000 ad campaign against him. Ultimately, Massie won his primary in May. But AIPAC isn't done. They'll be running ads against Massie for the next 2 years to thwart his 2026 election. The representative has been clear about why he opposes AIPAC, saying, quote, "I have 12 years of setting expectations and explaining my votes with constituents. I vote against sanctions, I vote against limitations on free speech, and I vote against foreign aid. And I vote against wars, and the problem is, AIPAC is for all those things." Just a few days before Rhonda died, Massie exposed how the FDA ignored side effects so mandates could be issued. Massie also has a reputation for introducing controversial legislation, including abolishing the Federal Reserve and Department of Education, as well as ending mandates, the raw milk ban, taxes on tips, and the funding of censorship. Massie said his wife Rhonda was his high school sweetheart, a beautiful and wise queen, and the love of his life for over 35 years. Massie has yet to announce his wife's cause of death. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.